Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome in to the Cincinnati Reds Fan Podcast. I appreciate you guys tuning in. My name is Jordan Biddle. I am your host. Man, the Reds really botched the Chicago series. They had a really good series against LA, winning 2 of 3. They could have won and swept the Dodgers, but missed the opportunity there. Coming to Chicago, lose the first one. Win the first one, and then the last three, I mean, Chicago Cubs were just, it was almost like they were playing a little league team. The good news is the Reds bats stay pretty solid, six runs in the third game, 9 runs in the second game of Chicago, and then 6 runs again in the first game, which was the only win against Chicago. Bad news is they lose the division first place spot to Milwaukee, who also has been struggling. And now Milwaukee will have probably one of the easiest schedules for the next couple weeks. I'm talking about incredibly easy. For Milwaukee, they have Pittsburgh, Colorado, the White Sox. It gets a little tougher after that, but as long as the Reds can stay within, you know, a game or two with Milwaukee and Chicago, by the time they get to about mid-August the 20th, so we can get Green back, I think the Reds could come back and take over the division, but I think it's going to come down to the wire overall. Milwaukee, after this little stretch of easier games with Pittsburgh, Colorado, and Chicago White Sox, it's going to be tougher. It's going to be tougher for them. We'll see what they can do there. But that being said, I think the Reds just have to just hold and keep fighting and keep being consistent until they can get their starting pitching back, because Luke Weaver and Ben Lively, it's just not happening. Ben Lively has been pretty good all season, but my gosh, he got destroyed in that game that he pitched. And it wasn't just, you know, oh man, he got hit a little bit. 12 earned runs, guys. 12 earned runs. The Cubs did eventually ended up scoring 20 runs. That being said, the Cubs are also incredibly hot. I mean, these guys are in that game, but for Ben Lively, 2 hits for Tauchman, 3 hits for Horner. Bellinger had 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Swanson had 2 hits and 5 RBIs. Condelario went 4 for 5, and Madrigal 2 for 4. I mean, everybody in this Cubs lineup is hitting. Even Tucker Barnhart got a part of, started to hit as well. Not much you can do when a team is hitting that hot, but it also doesn't help that you have the worst part of your rotation for the last 3 of those games. I think that Brandon Williamson pitched really good in the third game. The numbers are an outlier. I just don't 7 strikeouts through 4 and a third. We were winning 5-3 in that game. He gave up a walk and a hit in the 4th inning, and David Bell decided to pull him at 75 pitches. To me, that was a horrible managerial move. For David Bell, if David Bell knew the stats of the guy that was coming up, Morrell, for the Cubs, he is really, really bad against left-handed pitchers, and he succeeds a lot more against right-handed pitchers, which Farmer came in and gave up a double to Morrell, and that was that. So I think Williamson could have gotten out of the inning, pitched another inning after that, and then we would have been in a better spot and a less, less area to where we're stepping back and on our heels and just taking punch after punch. So to me, I think David Bell, I think he should own up to that one. I think there was so many opportunities for the Reds to take at least 2 of 4 from Chicago in that series. But, just mistake after mistake for the Reds in that series. It just didn't go well. There's a big opportunity for the Reds to come back against Washington, possibly get the sweep, hopefully get 2 out of 3 at least. But, a sweep would be huge against Washington Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If the Reds lose 2 of 3 from Washington, I think the Reds are in big, big trouble. Because their schedule isn't crazy. The worst part of the schedule left for this year is in the middle of the month where they play at the end of the month where they play Toronto, the Angels, Arizona, and San Francisco. Pretty tough for the Reds, but I think that it is possible that they go at least 500 through that stretch. That being said, after that, it's Chicago Cubs for 4 games, Seattle, who's been struggling, St. Louis struggling, Detroit struggling, New York Mets struggling, Minnesota's decent, Pittsburgh struggling, Cleveland decent, and then St. Louis to end the year. That is a schedule that we can handle, especially when our starting pitching is healthy, especially when we have Anton back in the bullpen. I mean, hopefully we stay healthy throughout those games, and I think that the Reds can get back on track through the last month of the year. 4-6 road trip, not a good one, but it could be worse. It could be a lot worse considering we started off with Milwaukee and then we had to go to LA. We did good in LA. And then, man, I really thought the Reds had the upper hand against the Cubs, but apparently they have a better bullpen than I thought they did. Hopefully the Cubs really cool down here soon, especially in this Atlanta series. Hopefully Atlanta takes care of them. But we'll see. We'll head on to the next subject, which is the Reds really are desperate for Green and Lodolo. I mean, again, I keep saying this, but you cannot keep running Luke Weaver out there. It's just not something that is sustainable. There is not a single pitcher in this league that has run out there every 5 days this whole entire season and that has sustained an ERA above 7 and still has a job. Nobody but Luke Weaver. There is not a team in this league that has a pitcher like Luke Weaver. This is absurd. I would take anybody over Luke Weaver, and I think that with the trade deadline, the Reds getting Sam Moll and everything, which he's looked good. It's a really tough area because people are like, well, why didn't, Nick Craw go out and get a starting pitcher? Well, guys, I can guarantee you the guys the Reds wanted, like Dylan Cease or Eduardo Rodriguez, they were probably asking the top prospect for those pitchers. Eduardo Rodriguez is a guy who could have a really good year like this year and next year just completely plummet. Okay, so you can't trade big prospects for those guys. That being said, I think they probably could have found a deal for a Lance Lynn or somebody around that range that is better than Luke Weaver for a smaller couple of prospects. We didn't have to get Cease. We didn't have to get, I'm blanking on his name right now, but Verlander. We didn't have to get those guys. You know, Houston gave up a really significantly good prospect, multiple, for Justin Verlander. And Houston is going to pay for that. But that, again, Houston can pay all of those players. They can afford the money. So, you know, they're going to have Alvarez, Bregman, and Tucker, and, Altuve. They're going to have those guys for a long time because they can sign them. The way that the Reds work is not through signing. It is through the farm system. And, you know, that's the reason why Nick Kroll said no to some of the offers that the teams were offering him for a starting pitcher. And I kind of agree with him. He knows that the Reds cannot afford to sign these big name pitchers that they're asking so many prospects for. So he decided to just pass. You know, gave up Joe Boyle for Sam Moll. And that was a really good trade. So I'm happy with it. Could they have used another bullpen arm? Probably. But we'll see what we have, what we work with. I think that he was looking at it like, we're getting Nick Lodolo and Hunter Green back here soon, so I think we'll be fine. But that's a whole month we have to go through. So it's, I don't know. I'm kind of like a 50-50 guy on it. You know, we probably should have gotten a lower-end starter, but at the same time, you got to look at it like, well, they're probably asking a couple top prospects for a guy that is here for a couple of years that we're probably not going to re-sign. So that's something that I think that was probably a smart choice by Nick Kroll. But anyway, so Ben Lively on the IL, 15-day IL. So now he's scratched from Sunday. Who's coming up? Who's going to pitch Sunday? Is it going to be Brett Kennedy? Is it going to be Connor Phillips Sunday? That is a possibility. Is it going to be Lyon Richardson? That is another possibility. But I don't think that is going to happen. I think that the Reds are going to recall Levi Stout. He's going to pitch as long as he can into that game. 3-4 innings. Maybe, if he's doing good enough, 5 innings. And then they're going to pull him, send him back down, and bring back up a bullpen piece. That is what is going to happen Sunday, in my opinion. If they do bring up Connor Phillips or Lyon Richardson, I would be shocked. 100%. Yeah, I will say both of the players are doing extremely well in AAA, but that doesn't mean you should call them up right now. They still have some developing to do, including Connor Phillips. I think he has a really high ceiling. But to me, I think that since Stout has been up here a couple times already, I think that he's going to be the guy to bring up and start Sunday. Now, Brett Kennedy could be a possibility because he did pitch against the Nationals when he did come up, and he pitched pretty good. So don't get your hopes up on Connor Phillips or Lyon Richardson, because I just don't think that's going to happen just because of the undeveloped minds right now. So we'll see what happens, but that's just my opinion. Let's see. All right, so what we have to look forward to, guys? What do we have to look forward to? Like I said, Washington. We have Washington. 3 games. Miami, they've been struggling a little bit. We could easily take 2 of 3 from Miami, can't we? After that, we go to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a big series. Yes, they are out of the race, but it's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh always, for some reason, does a pretty darn good job against the Cincinnati Reds. So, the Reds have to get at least 2 of 3 from Pittsburgh. This is my point right here. The Reds, the only thing they have to do, the only thing they have to do is win the series. That is it. You don't have to sweep each team that you play. Win the series. 2 of 3, 3 of 4. You get the gist. We just have to win the series. It's really easy to say that, and it's harder to do, of course. But if they do that, I think the Reds have a legitimate chance of pulling away in this division. Just be consistent. Very consistent. No, 500 ball isn't what I'm talking about. But yeah, I think a guy that has been really hot and a guy that's been that you can look forward to right now is Spencer Steer. He's been hitting the heck out of the ball. I mean, consistently, great, hard. He's been taking good pitches, swinging at good pitches. CES is another guy who's been swinging the bat hard and hitting, making contact. Benson did a pretty good job. Every time he gets up there, it's a boost of confidence that we got. We have this guy in the bottom of the lineup just hitting really well. You know, he has the best OPS on the team currently at 903. Better than Matt McClain, better than Fraley, better than De La Cruz, better than Votto. Benson has been really consistent. I think, this is my prediction, okay? And this is my final prediction. The Reds play 500 ball until Green gets back. Once Green gets back, it'll solidify the rotation. Luke Weaver will be cut. Ben Lively will be sent back to the bullpen. We will have, again, a solid rotation, a solid bullpen. Antone will be called up, and I believe Antone can return to the big leagues, I think, around the same time as Green. I don't have confirmation on that, but I think that's what I read. That being said, if we do get Antone back, we can solidify the bullpen, and I don't expect Antone to be his normal self, but I do expect him to be pretty darn good. He's looked good in the appearances that he has made. So, that being said, I think that the Reds really have a big chance after Green comes back to take over this division. As long as they stay in range, you know, of Milwaukee, and if, you know, Chicago Cubs just take off even more than they already have, I think that they can really take off with this division. But that's my final prediction for the rest of the season. We'll see. We'll reevaluate my next podcast. I like to wait a few games to reevaluate, look at what's going on. So that being said, let's go Reds. All right, guys, hit me up on, X now, at JBids37 on X. That is JBids37 on X. It's so weird to say X. Just why? Can you name it something else? Like X, I don't even know, honestly. That's a tough one. But just say name it something else. Just, I don't know. Maybe like Max. No, that's not going to work. But anyway, I'm just talking to myself now. Anyway, thank you for listening. I will see you guys next time. How do you know, man?